This is The Record on KUOW. It's the stuff of sci-fi movies. Fingerprints to get into class. Iris scans to get on the school bus. It may seem futuristic, but there are schools in 15 states and Washington, D.C. that are using some form of biometric technology. That means taking your unique biological data, like your fingerprint, and using it to identify you. The most common use is palm scanners in the lunch line. They create a special algorithm based on your unique vein pattern under your skin. Students press the palms to the scanners to pay for their lunches. Here in Washington State, the Puyallup School District tried to implement palm scanners in some of their lunch lines. Ryan Fox is a spokesman for the district. He said it resulted in public outrage.
There was lots of questions and lots of confusion and lots of misunderstanding. And yet, from those people who did do research and did bring their concerns to the school board, it was pretty evident that our community right now just isn't ready for this kind of technology.
So the Puyallup School Board voted to send the scanners back to the company and get a refund, which they did. And they're not going to be revisiting biometric technology anytime soon. Anita Ramasastri is a professor at the University of Washington Law School, and she wrote about this for a piece at the legal analysis site Verdict. Thank you so much for being with us today.
Thanks, Ross.
So what were the concerns of the parents over this, Anita?
Well, I think the big concern is that it happened without their getting any information about it. So really, it's about parents. If kids are giving up information about themselves, parents want to be informed and want to give their consent before something like this happens.
Now, schools know the kid's name. They know the kid's address. They probably know the kid's phone number. They might have a picture of the kid. Why is the palm print a big deal when information is already out there?
Well, again, it's that, as you said, it's sort of the big brother effect. The parents, again, who are older, are worried that their children are giving up sensitive biological data. Now, part of this, again, is just that, you know, communication can help debunk myths. You were mentioning the vein scanning. And again, nothing's being stored in terms of the actual, you know, scan. But parents don't know about the technology, don't know what's being kept, don't know who has access to it. So again, if the school district had actually had a consultation and informed parents, maybe those scanners would still be in the lunch lines.
So there are scanners apparently in some districts around the country. Is this something that's gaining speed, or are we seeing a lot of places like Puyallup where they're saying stop?
Yeah, I think it's a mixed bag. I mean, it's been going on in other countries, primarily in the United Kingdom, since about 2008, 2009. So, you know, we're actually slow to the party in that respect. But I think the issue there is just that you'll probably see it gain momentum. I mean, with busy school days, actually just getting kids through these school lunch lines has become a big issue because kids often have just 10 minutes to eat lunch. So efficiency is one of the concerns. But I think what you're going to see is better, I think, consultation with parents before technology is deployed.
Well, I wonder if there's also just concern about tracking kids, particularly little kids, because they don't always know where they're supposed to be. A friend of mine was a student teacher, and she didn't notice that one of the kids she was caring for got on a bus and went away. Panic, parents panicked, a lot of craziness. She probably would have not minded to have some kind of biometric thing say that that kid got on that bus.
Right. And so they're different. I mean, the three primary uses we're seeing, especially in elementary schools, is the lunch line, which we've talked about. Also, the school buses, right, is the kid getting on or off the bus, and library, right, checking out books. So I think for each one, there may be different concerns. And, you know, getting on a bus is about sort of safety and tracking the kid in terms of their being able to get home is a little bit different than, you know, paying for your hamburger in the lunch line. So parents and school boards might make different decisions about what to invest in once they know about the technology. But I think there's a concern here, too. Yes, the data can't be stored, but the imaging or the algorithm that you mentioned can be, it is scored because there's always got to be, because there's always got to be a match made. Is this the right kid? And can we then deduct money from their lunch account? As to where that's going to go right now, of course, when you're five, you're not worried about law enforcement, I think. But the parents, again, are thinking ahead as to just, again, when the information is possessed by a third party or a contractor, where's it going to go? What's going to happen into the future? And what kind of consequences is it going to have for their kid? So again, I think having, you know, schools having clear policies will help people to engage in this debate in the future.
You know, I saw this. They show their palm and then they get to get the school lunch. And I thought, I'd like that. I'm someone who leaves his credit card in restaurants on a regular basis and has to go back and get it. And I thought, boy, if I could just hold my palm up, that would probably be good for me. But you think it's a different thing when it comes to kids?
Yeah, I think it's different when it comes to kids because, again, and this is where if you had the ACLU in here, they'd be talking about the concern that if children feel that it's really easy to do this stuff now and they just get used to it, that they'll be lulled into a sense that anyone that asks them to show their palm or to have their iris scanned, that it'll be okay. Do we know if that's going to be the case? I think with this new generation, it's all up for grabs. But parents who have a different sense of engagement with the government and with authorities about their data probably have a fear that's, rooted in their own experience.
Now, as we heard Brian Fox say, and you mentioned also, part of the issue here was they just didn't fully inform the parents about this ahead of time. They found out about it. They kind of freaked out about it. Are there places around the country where the school districts are taking more time to educate the parents and where it's achieving more widespread acceptance?
Well, I don't know. On a case-by-case basis, I think you can point to, for example, in Texas, there have been situations where there's been actual sort of consultation with the parents. And one of the things that's done, and I actually looked to the UK for models, there's a requirement in Great Britain that parental consent be obtained before biometrics is used in the school. So parents have to be notified, they have to give permission, and then there's an opportunity to opt out if you want your kid just to use a PIN or do some pay by cash. But the idea in some school districts is of what we call privacy impact assessments, where, the school district, before they start doing this, actually sort of look at the cost benefit of keeping the data and then using the data. And in at least, again, in Europe and in the UK, there's this sense that really, whenever you're talking about efficiency gains, you should be looking for kind of the least intrusive method of collecting information before you go ahead and use this kind of technology.
Is there some step in between the kid having lunch money that could get lost or a car that they could leave at home and something like a palm print?
Well, I think, and that's where I think, I mean, you're right in saying, this is kind of sounds kind of neat. And, my husband, when I talked to him about this today, was like, yeah, our son is forgetful with his PIN. So, yeah, I think he'd probably be in favor of the palm scanner. So I think many parents are probably going to, side with the school district that wants to use this technology. They just need to know beforehand. And then just also, I think, need some assurances about what's being kept by the contractor, because the contractor is going to have access not only to that algorithm, but I think there's also a concern that when the contractor is tracking the kid, that they're also tracking things like everything the kid eats, everything the kid does. Are they buying soda? What is it? And what's happening to that other information that wouldn't necessarily be tracked if you're paying with cash?
See, the thing I don't get, it seems more private to have your palm print, because anything else that a possession of some kind could get lost or stolen or taken away. Whereas if it's something that's individual to you, no one's going to cut your hand off to go in the lunch line.
Right. Well, although in some countries, in terms of cutting off your thumb or sort of kidnapping you to get into your car, those things can happen, but not in the lunch line. You're right. But I think there's a fear there of security, right? Again, it is an algorithm, and there's always a fear of, well, will somebody be able to hack into this and somehow gain access to it in a way that can be replicable? As you're saying, the vendors tell us that's not the case, but I think parents need to know it for themselves. But in terms of, is it more secure or less secure than your money and so forth? My point is just that once you have a unique identifier, then what else you do gets associated with that. So when you're using technology as opposed to cash, right, suddenly you now have a database of everything else the kid's doing. And I think that's the fear too, is that contractors are going to have information about our kids.
Right. And who's looking over the contractor's shoulder? I mean, with a National Security Agency is gathering information it's not authorized to get. What about some private contractor
right
that's
now,
working with school districts? Who's going to check that out?
No one is right now. So yeah. In 2008, Congress amended the student kind of privacy law around educational records. And there's a big exemption for if there's a contractor providing a service for the school, then there isn't any restriction on the school district sharing information with the contractor. And there's no need to get parental consent up front. So I think in the future, that's going to be a big issue because schools know a lot about the kids, everything from is there a teen pregnancy, is there a drug issue, is there discipline, and there are contractors processing information for many things. So the lunch line may be the most innocuous example, but I think in general we have to think about this more carefully.
Anita Ramasastry, professor at the University of Washington Law School, a pleasure to speak with you again.
Hey, thanks so much.
And we've been talking about the situation in Puyallup where they had put palm scanners in for the lunch lines. Parents didn't like it. They took them out, returned the scanners, and got a refund. This is The Record on KUOW.